University of Miami women's soccer team has a new coach, Ken Masur, and off to a pretty darn good start. Pretty successful run through the non-conference play. One of the most successful runs that Miami's had in recent history, riding a three-game winning streak, longest winning streak since 2017. Offensively, significant improvement there. Miami has scored 8 goals in 6 matches. They scored 11 games throughout the entire season last year, 17 matches. Only scored 11 times in 17 matches. On Thursday, Miami will take on Virginia. And Virginia always has an outstanding program. So we welcome to the Hurricane Hotline, Coach Ken Masur. Coach, good evening. How are you?
Sir, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Very good. Thank you very much. Coach Masur comes to the University of Miami from Vanderbilt. Great success at Vanderbilt. Why was this a good opportunity for you, Coach? Why was the University of Miami the right stop for you?
I mean, I think, you know, it comes down to having an opportunity to really compete in one of the best soccer conferences in the country. And with a program that, frankly, has underperformed, we've felt, for quite some time. So, you know, you have the ability to come in and affect change pretty quickly with a group of players that are hungry for a different experience. It really was, you know, a dream job for me.
You clearly have changed the style, a lot more offense with the team so far. Let's discuss a little bit about what your vision is for the way you want your team to play.
Yeah, I think it comes down, first thing, you want to recruit players and have players in the program that are, you know, tough, competitive, hardworking, and coachable. And, you know, we want to find good players and help them, you know, on a path to greatness. And for us, it was really kind of instilling a personality in the group early that we wanted to be on the front foot. We wanted to, you know, play with the ball on the opponent's end and create chances and create, honestly, a really exciting brand that, you know, people want to come and watch.
Now, you recruited very well, a couple of local players that played a significant role for you in the last game, and then the transfer portal. You've also worked the transfer portal very well.
Yeah, it was important for us early when we got the job here to find players that had NCAA tournament experience. You know, we found a number of players that, you know, wanted to spend their fifth year, their graduate school year in Miami, surprisingly enough, right? It's an unbelievable place to live and work and play. Yeah. So, you know, it was really important for us to find those players that came from winning cultures and could bring that. And, you know, while we were, you know, teaching some of the younger players what it takes to win, you also have to have players in there that know what it's like to do it as well.
Olympic sports inside the ACC are very, very good and very competitive because of all the schools that are involved in the ACC. When you analyzed Miami and took a look at the program, what were some of your thoughts on how you could try to level the playing field with the likes of Carolina, who's a national champion? Florida State's a national champion. Stanford's been a national champion. That's a tall task. What were some of the areas you thought, well, maybe if I can do X, Y, and Z, I can maybe tilt the odds a little bit in our favor?
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, coming down to South Florida, you very quickly realize that Miami can stand on its own. And going into the conference, we realized pretty early that Miami has the ability to stand on its own and do something different than anybody else. And if we try to recruit like Florida State, try to recruit like, you know, Duke and Virginia and those guys, I think, you know, we're setting ourselves up for, you know, a place where, you know, we're just not there yet. So what I wanted to say with our team and with the young women that we brought in is let's be our own thing in the league. Let's be the team that everyone has to change for and be the hardest game on the schedule to prepare for. And if we were going to be able to do that, we could find some success down the road.
I think what you also said earlier and one of the things we discussed, and we're in the changing world of college athletics, but you can still offer your student athletes a great opportunity to compete and also a great place for academics as well, which in all the discussions of whether it's football, basketball, baseball, in college athletics, I think the academic part starts to get lost a little bit.
I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, we're a top 50 school in the country. When you combine that with an athletics program that, you know, is committed to winning. I mean, you look, you walk around the facilities here on, you know, in Miami in Coral Gables, you'll see that, you know, there's a lot of people and a lot of folks in this town that want to win. And, you know, it's for sure. We just have to get a little slice of that and show that it can be done. And once we do that, you know, I think you're going to find, you know, University of Miami is going to be a great place for women's college soccer in the future.
Yeah, but and you're also getting the kids that want to take advantage of the academic opportunity of the University of Miami.
Of course. I mean, you know, there's not really a better place, you know, in the world that has exactly what we have. I mean, we're one of one. We're an incredible city. We have the academic component. And, you know, it really, the opportunities for some of these athletes to do internships in town and to be a part of, you know, a really vibrant city are endless. And so, yeah, we're going to lean in on that and we're going to, you know, compete with some of the best schools in the country too, but, you know, get to do and work and play in paradise.
Ken Messer is with us, University of Miami women's soccer coach. What's the recruiting landscape like for you in South Florida?
Are you talking about, you know, local prospects or having players come in?
Well, the local prospects, what kind of area is this for? You've got high school soccer, club soccer, and Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County. How does it measure up with some of the areas where you've recruited in the past?
Yeah, good question. I think there's a lot of high school programs here that are incredibly passionate. I got to see a bunch of high school in the wintertime, which I wasn't used to. So me and my staff got out to watch a number of games, and you can see that there's a local flair that everyone brings. And certainly, you know, within the club environment here, you have, you know, some of the best coaches in the country in this area. So, you know, I hope to be able to capitalize that on a little bit more. I mean, we have two freshmen in Giovanna Canali and even Sage Carey and CC Alarcona who are local products within 50 miles. And I'd love to be able to keep some of those players here more
Canale's,
often.
Canali's an electrifying player. She's really had an impact on your games. And she also gets the crowd riled up as well. I think they love watching her play, and she brings a lot of energy on the field, and then the crowd responds to it.
Yeah, I mean, she's a passionate player, and her culture brings that. I mean, you're talking about a Brazilian culture that lives and breathes the sport. And, I mean, to be fair, we couldn't ask for a better ambassador for the sport right now in what we're trying to do. I mean, when she scores goals, she loves to get the crowd involved, like you mentioned. She comes over and gives high fives to the coaching staff and to her teammates. And, you know, I think, you know, the sky's the limit for her.
We talked about your offense, how you've improved the offense and putting pressure on your opponent. But your defense has been very good so far as well.
Yeah, I think it's a mindset, right? I mean, we have players in the back that are, you know, just super committed to doing the dirty work without much fanfare. I mean, they're willing to get stuck in and tackle and fight and scratch and claw for everything. And, you know, frankly, we're going to need that over the next 10 matches if we want to make a dent into the ACC schedule.
Now, let's talk about that a little bit. First, before we talk about the rest of the ACC, your first opponent up Thursday night at home on campus, Cobb Stadium. Virginia comes in, and they were they are currently ranked number four in the country. So big challenge on Thursday. What does Virginia bring in with them to the dance here?
I mean, they have a lot of players that have international experience. They have a lot of, you know, top-ranked players in the country that are in their team. And I think, you know, for us, we want to show that we can compete with that. And again, like when teams come to play us at home, we want it to be the most unfriendly environment possible. So, you know, I have to say that the crowd that has been here the last few games has been unbelievable, and our players feed off of that. So, you know, if we're going to make Cobb truly a hard place to play, you know, we need the support of the students and certainly the fans in South Florida.
And then the ACC in general, the ACC is stacked. I mentioned Carolina and You got Florida State and Stanford, but you go up and down the ACC, you're going to see great players in every match.
Yeah, shouldn't that be what it's about, though? I mean, we want our players to compete against the very best, and that's why they choose to come to the ACC. They want to test themselves against the best players in the country and figure out where they stack up. It's the reason why I came here with our staff, and it's what drives these players. I mean, good players want to compete against the best with the best players next to them, and I think we're starting to see that happen for us here.
You've done a good job with your chemistry. You mentioned the transfers coming in combined with the young players. How were you able to get them all to gel together?
Yeah, I think that really is on our captains. Julia Edwards, Skyla Klein, Reese Wheeler, and Adriana Cerner did an incredible job for us moving into preseason camp. And, I think I mentioned before in another medium that, you know, when I walked into a team dinner, and it was like I was walking into a, you know, grade school cafeteria that they've known each other for 10 years. It was really exciting. And I looked at my staff and I'm like, you know, we might have something here. And to be fair, like, those are going to be the things that they're going to rely on in big moments in games, right? Who they're playing next to, who is picking them up when they need it, who's giving them a pat on the back when they need it too. And to their credit, those captains worked their tail off to make it happen for us.
A quick sidebar, I guess. Anson Dorrance retired before the season started, the coach of North Carolina. Maybe everybody in our audience might not be completely familiar with his legacy, but he steps aside. What do you think he meant to women's soccer?
I mean, I think, you know, Anson, there's not many coaches in the country that don't have one of Anson's books or have read one. Yes, sir. I think in a time where women's sports started to take off, he was in a position that provided an outlet for a lot of women to compete at the highest level and brought out, you know, a lot of things in the man watching that, you know, historically weren't celebrated for women's athletics. You know, it was competitiveness, it was hard work, it was, you know, grinding every single moment, and they did it without, you know, worrying about all of the things that came along with it. They were doing it in mismatched uniforms and rolling off of vans. And in some respects, I think, you know, one of the things that we want to instill in our team too is a sense of humility in that not everything's going to be given to us. We all have to work for every little thing that we get. And if we're going to be able to do that, again, it puts us on really good footing with a lot of teams in the country.
Well, welcome to Miami. Your team's off to a good start, playing a nice brand of soccer. Big one on Thursday. Conference play starts, and we hope that everybody will pack Cobb Stadium for you and create that environment that you want Thursday night at 7 o'clock against the University of Virginia. This is your debut on the Hurricane Hotline. Well done. Thank you for being with us.
Joe, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right, I'll see you on Thursday. That's University of Miami women's soccer coach Ken Masur.